Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. We're so glad that you have come here tonight. We're going to have a very, very special time together. Our candlelight service, Christmas Eve service.
Well, absolutely. And we do want to say to those of you that are watching online, make sure you get some sort of a candle that, you know, won't harm yourself, burn your hand or whatever, so you can participate with us at the end of the service. All of us in here, you should have gotten a candle. If you don't have one, you can make sure you get one out there in the lobby. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming and welcome everybody online. Praise the Lord. And we have a very special couple here tonight to lead us in some music, some worship, some Christmas carols.
Yeah.
So why don't you all stand to your feet and let's welcome Reverend Al and Elva.
Yay.
Praise the Lord.
Valencia. It's a wonderful treat.
Hallelujah. How many of you are here tonight? Oh, good. Okay. That's great. Well, you know what? We don't have any musicians here tonight. But we do have recorded music.
Yay.
And that's the miracle of recorded music. So tonight, you're going to get to sing along with us on some really familiar Christmas carols. Okay? So let's just all join in together and remember that we're here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come,
let us adore.
Sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning.
Jesus, to thee
be all glory. Word of the Father, now in flesh of adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Glory to the newborn King,
peace on earth and mercy mild,
God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. wings, mild he lays his glory by, for that man no more may die.
Born to raise the Son of Earth, born to give him strength in birth.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
You all know this one, the first Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, born is the King of Israel. Saw a star shining in the east beyond them so far, and to the earth it gave a great light, and so it continued both day and night.
Jesus, Lord, have thy birth.
Thank you guys so much. Praise the Lord. What a great blessing it is to have Al and Elva do this tonight for us.
Yes, that was
Pastor
beautiful.
Tom was able to go to a wonderful gathering tonight, so he said, you know, I'd like to go. But
same.
Thank God we've got great replacements. Didn't they do
yeah,
a great job? Let's
awesome.
Give them a big hand. Amen. Well, I see a lot of folks here tonight. We've got some sweaters and different things like that and some hats. I love it. Praise the Lord. Come on up, sweetie, and greet everybody and
well,
let them know what's
God.
Happening.
Yes, of course, we want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. And so why don't you turn around and say that to people around
yeah.
you? God bless you all, but Merry, Merry Christmas. Yay. Me too. Well, we want to say, of course, welcome, welcome once again. But maybe we have some family members that came tonight for the very first time. So if we do have any folks that are here for the first time, we would love for you to fill out a connection card. There'll be someone out in the foyer area, and we'll get you a free gift. We're delighted to have so many of you here with us. Actually, in other parts of, well, other parts of the United States, it's real close to Christmas for sure. And we are so glad that we can, on the eve of Christmas, come together for this great service. And we also want to let you know what's happening here at Heart of the Bay through the end of this year. We will have our regular Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. So if you can, make sure you come to church. Bring your relatives with you. We don't want you to come in your PJs, but you know, go ahead and get dressed. Come to church. It'd be great. Or join us online. And then next Wednesday night, we will be having a New Year's Eve service. Yeah. And during that service, we receive communion. It's a beautiful time.
It's going to be great. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is the season of generosity. You know, God so loved the world that he gave. Amen.
Amen.
And as children of God, we are also givers. As we receive this evening's tithes and offerings, we want to know you to know that you're a guest here tonight. There's not any expectation on our part for you to give. But those of you who may want to give, those of you who may want to contribute to our year-end goal, let me give you a little quick update of what's happening. I think we're at 68%.
Glory.
Okay. All right. So we got about 153 to go. Say it with me. Nothing's too big.
Nothing's too big.
For our God. Amen. So what this will help us to do is to finish the year strong, be in alignment with our lender, our bank. Praise the Lord. And also enable us to go into the new year in a good position and enable us to continue to support those that we support monthly and those that we're led by the Spirit of God to contribute to. So thank you so very much for your past giving, current giving, and any giving that you may do in the future. Together, praise the Lord, we're reaching the lost, healing the hurting, and maturing the believer. God bless you. Thank you. If you want to give tonight, you can text to 28950. Also, that 28950 will work anywhere in the world. Praise the Lord. Of course, you
and
can.
And it will work from your couch if you're watching online.
That's right. All right. Let's go ahead. And if you need an envelope for cash giving or credit card giving, just raise your hands and the ushers will get with you. God bless you as you sow tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you have a song you'd like to sing?
Well, you almost sang on Sunday, dancing around. What was it? Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So you could finish that.
You know, I saw Grandma kissing Santa Claus the other day. Praise the Lord.
Amen. How many of you? Oh, I have a trivia question as we're doing this. How many of you open your gifts on Christmas Eve? So the rest of...
Raise your hands high so we can see.
How many do Christmas Eve?
More on Christmas Day.
Yeah. When I was growing up, we always did Christmas Eve because all of the other relatives came over and ate on Christmas Day. So we got to open ours Christmas Eve. So how many on Christmas Day? Okay. God bless you. We do have a few little kids in here. Gabriel, do you have to wait till Christmas morning? Oh, boy.
Okay.
You've been a good boy this year. You're going to get a lot of gifts. Oh. Do we have any other kids? I see some other kiddos in here. We're so glad that you brought your little ones. It's going to just be about an hour service, and we'll all light our candles together.
That's right. Well, on Christmas Day, how many of you have a family meal together? Raise your hand. Okay. All right, those of you who serve ham, raise your hands. Okay. Those of you who serve turkey, raise your hand.
Tamales.
How about tamales? Yeah. There we go.
The winner.
Tamales and enchiladas. That sounds really good, doesn't it? What are you going to make me tomorrow?
Quiche.
Quiche.
Doesn't that sound Christmassy?
So we will not be having officially be having Christmas until Sunday, as our oldest son in his family is coming up on Saturday night. He is a discipleship pastor at a church down in Irvine called Mariners, and they have 14 services this week.
Yeah.
And so he has to kind of help oversee some of that. So, you know, instead of him coming up Christmas, I think he's going to put his feet up.
He said, I need to rest before the drive.
So we're really looking forward to having them come, our two little granddaughters, and it's going to be a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
I won't see you Sunday morning, but I'll be here.
I wasn't going to say that. Don't okay. Stay home just because I am. I have an excuse.
Well, we're going to take a look at Luke chapter 2 to begin with tonight. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. I'll read it. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first take place with Quirinius, the governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee under the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. I like the fact that Bethlehem literally is the house of bread. Because he was out of the house and lineage of David to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So on a night much like this, over 2,000 years ago in the city of Bethlehem, our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ was born.
Yeah.
And we know this for sure, that God does not do anything by accident.
That's right.
It was very significant that Jesus was born at night. Jesus came into this world to show us that great, good, and God things happen at night.
Yeah.
And so what that does is that encourages my heart. How many of you know our hearts need encouragement from time to time? Because we all face dark times. We all face challenges. Yes. We all face the tests and trials of life. But we can take heart, even though the enemy may come, and even though it may be a dark place, the light of the glorious gospel always breaks through darkness.
Amen.
Because light is always triumphant over darkness. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the devil couldn't do anything about it. He could not stop the entry into the earth of the Master. Amen?
Amen.
Light shining in the midst of darkness. So we can take heart that the God of light is with us tonight.
And when we think about when Jesus was born, most people weren't expecting it to be the way that it happened. They weren't looking for Jesus to be born in a manger in a stable. And Jesus wasn't. His birth wasn't celebrated by the masses. If it would have been in today's terms, there wouldn't even have been a gender reveal. Think about that. There was no big social thing on media. Once he was born, Mary and Joseph didn't post a picture of him and say, here we are, the parents of the King of Kings, looking to see how many thumbs up
there
they can
no
get.
There were no selfies taken
no
that
selfies
night.
Of them doing that. That nothing. Very few people on earth even knew about his birth. But heaven knew. Heaven knew that God's Son, his only begotten Son, had lowered himself and taken on the form of humanity, became a baby. Heaven rejoiced at such a thing. Talk about supernatural. Talk about a phenomenal event. Something significant that would change the world forever had occurred. And who were the first ones to receive this message of this supernatural event? Well, we know it was the shepherds. So we want to read about that announcement to them in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you what kind of tidings?
Good tidings.
Of great joy, which will be to how many people? All people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." I love so much about this passage, but think about it. The angel said, it's good tidings.
Yeah.
And it's great joy. Good news causes great joy.
That's right.
If you've been told by a doctor that you've got some sort of a disease and you go in for a checkup and they're like, wow, it's gone. That's good news, right? And you're not going to be sad. You're going to rejoice. What if somebody just calls you up or a relative sends you a check and says, you know what? I want to pay off your house. Woo! I think there'd be some great joy. If somebody drove by here, came into the office and they said, you know, I need to see Pastor Mark. I'm going to pay off the building. I can guarantee you there would be some great joy. Good news of great joy is what they heard. Jesus is a Savior for all people, for all times. How many of you have received Him as your Lord and Savior? Great news.
The gospel is good news.
The gospel is good news.
Remember, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
That's right.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
That's right.
The gospel is good news. And we have the
Amen.
Gospel. We've got the good news that we can feed on, that we can meditate on,
That's right.
that we can act upon. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And then again, when you think about the time of when Jesus was born, not just the place, but the time. It was a time when the world was a very dark place, full of evil and full of terror and pain and suffering, particularly for the Jewish people. They were suffering major oppression under the Roman rule. And they had been crying out for their deliverer, crying out for the prophesied Messiah to come and to rescue them. And because he didn't come like they expected him to, most of them missed it. And they didn't accept him. They couldn't see that he was truly, he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But it was a spiritual thing and they didn't accept him. And I think in that analogy, sometimes we are looking for our miracle and looking for our deliverance and our rescue in the wrong place. We don't look unto people. We look unto Him and just let Him bring you that breakthrough. He's got ways and means to bring deliverance, to bring financial breakthroughs that we haven't even thought of. Amen?
So what we need to do is keep our eyes on Him.
Absolutely.
You know, in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the Amplified Version, it says, looking away from anything and everything that would distract unto Jesus. Well, we know that Jesus is the Word made flesh who dwelt among us.
Yes.
So as we keep our eyes on Him, expecting Him to fulfill His Word, He is faithful. Mm-hmm. And He is faithful to watch over His Word to perform it on our behalf.
Yes, amen.
But
amen.
Few people, like you said, they really didn't recognize who Jesus was.
And or accept Him.
But there's an account of a man in the Bible by the name of Simeon.
Yeah.
You know, it was customary 40 days after a baby was born in those days that the baby was to be presented in the temple. Let me pick it up with you in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ." Verse 27 and 28 says this, "So he came in by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said these words, 'Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation.'"
Amen.
In verse 31, "which you have prepared before the face of all people." Read verse 32 with me if you would. "A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel."
Amen.
So we see that Simeon was Spirit-led. Simeon came into the temple by the Spirit.
Yeah.
He lifted up his voice. He lifted up his hands. Mm-hmm. And he saw the fulfillment of what he knew was about to come. Simeon had a revelation.
Yes.
That Jesus would come to bring light into the dark world.
Amen. Amen. And I like verse 32 out of a couple of different other translations. Y'all enjoying the word? We're just reminding ourselves of how awesome Christmas is, really? Amen. In verse 32 out of the Passion, it says, "He will be glory for your people, Israel, and the revelation light of all people everywhere." I like that again. Revelation light for how many people?
All people.
It's emphasized throughout the word that Jesus came to seek and to save whoever is lost. All people. Amen. And then that same verse out of God's words translation, it says, "He is a light that will reveal salvation to the nations and bring glory to your people Israel." And I like how it went beyond, you know, just all people, and it points out nations. Does our nation need to have the revelation of who Jesus is? How about the Bay Area? Could we use the light of the glorious gospel shining bright here in the Bay Area? And maybe even some of your relatives that you're going to be around this holiday season, you are the light bringer to them. We are to bring light to those that are bound. We know that Jesus is the answer, and we know that He is the one who saves. There's no other religion that can do what Jesus has done for us. Amen? He fulfilled so many prophecies. Every prophecy about Him has been fulfilled. And that's what makes Christmas one of the most significant miracles in the history of the world.
That's right. And we know this for sure, that light dispels darkness.
Always.
So if you have family members or maybe co-workers, you have friends that you work with.
Yes.
And all sorts of people that you know really need to receive the light of the good news of the gospel.
Yeah.
Well, you can pray.
That's right.
And you can pray fervently.
Amen.
Because you are sons and daughters of light. And we have the word of the Lord to where we can pray in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And we can pray over all of our loved ones. And we can see the salvation of so many people.
That's
I know
right.
In my own family, praise God, there's been a number of people come to Christ. So if you're here tonight and maybe you've maybe lost a little hope for one of your loved ones, don't do it.
That's right.
Stir yourself up. Get yourself prayed up and believe and expect your loved
Amen.
Ones to come to the light. Amen?
Amen.
And we can do
Praise
that by the
Lord.
Grace of God.
Amen.
So Jesus knew He was the fulfillment. He knew He was the Messiah.
Yes.
Jesus knew who He was.
Yeah.
Over in John chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, Jesus said of Himself, "I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isn't that good news?
Mm-hmm.
In the NLT translation, it says this way, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life.
Amen.
Question tonight, are you a follower of Jesus?
Amen.
You know what the good news is? That means you don't have to stumble around in darkness.
Amen.
You don't have to stumble around in confusion. You don't have to wonder what your path is.
Mm-hmm.
God will shine a light on your path.
That's right.
And He will give you the steps so that you can walk in the light and that you can fulfill all that God has for you.
Amen.
He's got a great plan and He's got a great mm-hmm. purpose for each and every one of us.
That's right.
So we don't have to be confused. We don't have to be in wonderment. We just need to check in. Amen. And receive the light of the good
me,
news.
You know, the scripture over there in Proverbs, it says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. We're going to light candles here in a bit.
Yeah.
That represents that, you know, Jesus came into a dark world. But when He comes into our hearts, He is light on the inside of us. And some of you in here, as you were talking, it just came up in my heart. We're getting ready to go into a new year. And you may be facing some major decisions. You might be, you know, praying about changing your career. Some of you, you know, maybe about moving, buying a home. All of these different things, maybe in a relationship. And I want to encourage you, like that scripture says, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. And that means we are to be led by what's on the inside, by our spirit, not by what we think in our mind. If you lean to your own understanding, you're going to get confused.
Yeah.
And you're going to make the wrong choice and the wrong decisions. But if you'll just take some time, particularly as we're ending this year and going into a new year, and just wait upon the Lord and pray. Pray much. And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. Because then your spirit, where the candle of the Lord is, will be a safe guide.
Yeah.
And you will make the right choice
and
the right decision.
That's really good.
Amen.
Yeah. As you trust in Him with all your heart.
That's right.
Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Acknowledge that He knows more than you do.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that He's a whole lot smarter than you
are. That's right. That's right.
In all your ways, acknowledge Him. At the top of every decision,
put him
first.
Amen.
What do you want, Lord? What are you saying about this? In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And what will He do? He will direct your paths. Say that with me. He will.
He will.
And He is
directing my
paths. So stay full of the Spirit. And stay full of the Word.
That's right.
For it is the entrance of His Word that will give you light.
That's it.
Yes, it is the entrance of His Word that will make your path clear.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are filled with the Holy Spirit and stay filled with the Spirit of the living God, the eyes of your very understanding, the eyes of your inner man, yea, the eyes of your spirit man shall be flooded with light. I would remind you this night that in His light you will see light. So walk in the light that you have, and more light shall unfold. For the path of the righteous does not get darker and darker, but the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter and brighter under the perfect day. Expect your future to be bright. Walk ye in the light. Walk ye in the Word, walk by the Spirit, and not by your understanding, and surely the plans of the Lord shall unfold right before you. Amen.
Hallelujah. I think we all raise our hands right now and just thank Him. We thank You, Lord, for Your guidance. We thank You that You are the light of the world, and that light is shining into the hearts of men and women in this place tonight. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, the prophecy of Jesus coming is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. If you have it on the screen, if you would not mind, participate with me. Let's read. Ready, read. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
Amen.
And so this chapter again is about a Redeemer coming, one that would break the power of darkness and who would light up, praise God, and be the light of the world. You know, light did not wait for the world to get better. The world was not in good shape when Jesus came.
No.
But light invaded the darkness.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Invaded the darkness. Amen. And really, Christmas is not really about what we brought to God. But Christmas is about what God has brought to us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's brought light. He's brought hope, peace, salvation. He is Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
You know, we sing a song, and it's so popular worldwide, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Light in the Darkness. Praise God. You know, He's so good, He'll give you songs of light in the night. Amen. He will give you strength.
Amen.
And He will give you an abundance of grace for whatever shows up, for whatever you may face. His light, His grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
And so God brings you good news of great joy, even in the midst of darkness.
Amen.
And so Christmas is not just a celebration, it's an invitation. Jesus came to save, to heal, to restore, to redeem, to reign in our lives, to live in us. The light came for us so He could live in us and shine through us.
Amen.
Aren't you glad about that?
Amen. Thank
That's you, something to be so very, very happy about. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I can look back at Christmases before Christ, B.C. They were dark. But oh, thank God, when I opened up my heart and I invited Jesus to come in, all the darkness left.
That's right.
He is a delivering God. Amen?
Amen.
So let's close with prayer. We're done with the message part of it. But let's just pray just for a few moments. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You so very much for this group of people that are here tonight. We thank You, Lord God, for everyone that is watching online. Oh, we look unto You right now. And we're asking for Your great presence to be upon every member, every person in our church family.
Yes.
All of our partners, all of our visitors. We pray that Christmas presents saturate their very being. May Your goodness be seen. May Your goodness be made manifest in each and every life. We thank You, Father, for it in the name of Jesus.
And the scripture that you read over there in Isaiah 9, those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. So, Lord, we also pray this Christmas that every one of the precious friends and relatives that represented by the folks here tonight and watching online, those that do not know You, Lord, our heart goes out to those that are sitting in a land, sitting in a place of darkness. But we right now, we use our faith and we send the light to them. And we declare that every person in here that has a lost loved one or someone that is backslidden, right now, Lord, we join our faith and we declare light come.
Yes.
Light come.
Light be in their
lives. Revelation knowledge of who You are and how good You are. Let it shine into their hearts. Those that may be sitting in a place of a choice that leads to death and destruction, we break that assignment of the enemy over their lives right now, and we declare it, light be, light come. They are coming out of the kingdom of darkness, and they are coming into the kingdom of light in the name of Jesus.
Wow. Powerful,
amen.
Powerful prayer.
Amen.
You know, I was talking to someone very close to me recently who was very concerned about a loved one, a son, And he asked to pray, for me to pray over his life. You know, one of the best ways that you can pray for someone that may not live in the area is for the Lord to send forth someone across their path that can speak to them. God has ways. God has means of connecting the right people with your loved ones. You know, sometimes it's not the closest relative that can speak into a person's life.
True.
But God's got his people out there.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for laborers in the name of Jesus. We ask for laborers to be sent across their path.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, to speak a word of salvation, to speak a word of encouragement in their lives.
Yes,
in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name
we
of
claim
Jesus.
People for Christ this holiday season.
Yes,
devil,
amen.
We remind you that you are a defeated foe. We break your power over them in the mighty name. The name above every name. The name of Jesus. So you watching in line, you here tonight, oftentimes we lead people in a prayer of reaffirmation of someone they already know, Jesus, on the inside. But many times in a setting like this, there are people that are unsure or not about their salvation. They're unsure whether or not, you know, they would go to heaven or not. But you know, Jesus came to give you a no-so salvation. So I don't know if there's anybody like that in here tonight. We're not going to ask for a show of hands. We're not going to ask you to come up. But what we're going to do is we're going to pray a reaffirmation of our faith in Christ. And also, if you've not prayed this ever before, I want to invite you to invite Jesus to come into your heart. Amen?
Amen.
So let's pray together. Say it with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you that you gave your life for me.
Thank you that you gave your life for
Thank you that you died on the cross for me.
Thank you that you died on the cross.
You were buried.
You were buried.
But on that third day.
But on that third day.
You rose from the dead.
You rose from
you
the dead.
You are alive.
You are alive.
And I boldly confess tonight.
And I boldly confess tonight
that Jesus Christ, is my Lord, and is my Savior.
And is my Savior.
I invite your presence.
I invite your presence.
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you
into my life.
And into my life.
I believe it fully.
I believe it
fully.
And
I confess boldly.
And I confess boldly.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is my Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's such good news.
Amen.
That is the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
Wow.
So now.
I'm having fun. Are y'all doing good?
Yes. So now we have come to the part of the service where we are going to light our candles. If you came in a little bit late or you do not have a candle, can you just raise your hand? Make sure everybody, Jeffrey, I saw folks come in back there. So if you could get them their candle. And of course, why do we do this? Well, a candlelight service signifies that Jesus is the light of the world. And it also reminds us that light always overcomes darkness.
That's right.
And it also reminds us that we are carriers of the light of the glorious gospel.
Yeah.
So why don't y'all go ahead and stand? You have your candles. Let me give you a little bit of instruction here. Our ushers are going to come down the aisles, the center aisle. And they will light the candle of the person on the end. Here, honey, come here so I can illustrate.
Are we going to turn the lights down or not?
Yeah, we will after the candles are lit. After the candles are lit. But anyway, this is so no one gets any wax on them or on our chairs or our floor. So if your candle is the one that is lit, hold it upright. I'm lit, you're not. So what do you do? No, mine's lit. Then the unlit one. We have fun. Did y'all see that? If your candle is lit, you hold it upright, and then the person next to you.
Could you run that by me one more time?
And it's going to be so beautiful once the candles are lit, and then we are so blessed that our very own Christina Rogers is going to come and sing this song at my request. Where is she? Oh, there you are.
She's getting ready.
Light, what is this song? Oh, I love this song, Light of the World.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, can you light? I better go first. I don't trust Pastor. Let it go. Let my go.
That's not a very good testimony.
I trust him with all of my heart, not just not with this candle right now.
Oh, it went out.
Really?
Relight it.
You good? Everybody good? Make sure everybody's candle is good. All right. I think we're about ready to dim the lights.
Not quite yet. They're still lighting.
Oh, okay.
Be attentive.
This is true. Oh, yeah. And if you're joining us online, you know, don't leave. Go ahead and get yourself a candle, too. You're going to want to stay online and hear this beautiful song by Christina.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Well, should we have them dim the lights?
I think they're working on it back there still. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. I think we're ready, Christina.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Jesus.
A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels sing? Glory, glory to the light of the world. Glory, the light of the world is here. The drought breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down. You came down, Emmanuel. He is the song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Has come, he has come. Emmanuel, oh, glory to the light of the world, glory to the light of the world, glory to the light of the world.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Amen.
If we could clap, we would.
No, we're not going to do that.
But somebody, you know, could shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Christine. And you know what I like to see? We do this a lot at Lynette Kendall's Flamedale every year. And the closing thing is she always has us raise our candles.
Yes.
Raise your candle, representing, I'm going to raise up Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise him high. Not only is he my light, but he is the light of the world. And people are going to see him shining bright in me. So I exhort you, go change your world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn around if you can and just look at all these beautiful lights.
Yes.
Don't get too close to any lady with hairspray on her hair. But.
The light is transferable to the people that are around you.
Yes, it's transferable.
Yes. We pray right now for family members that are hurting in their physical bodies.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you that you stretch forth thine hand right now.
Yes, Lord.
To minister strength, to minister health and healing to the physical bodies of all of our friends, all of our family members, in the mighty name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for watching over your word to perform it. Thank you for a great service tonight. Great presence. We will shine our lights. For we are the light of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we need to, don't put your light out, but we need to put our candles out. So let's go ahead and do that. However you want to. I would recommend blowing. Little smoke. And so what do they need to do with these? Okay. Jeff, just when they leave, just have a basket back there. Is that what we're doing? Okay. Yeah, please, please don't take your candle. They will reuse those next year. Well, you can take the candle if you really want to. Just keep, let us keep the holder. Yeah, feel free to take the candle if that's your thing. Anyway, God bless you. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Drive safely tonight.
Amen.
Be safe. Be well. Have a great, great celebration, family or friends. Merry, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Love you with all of our hearts.